Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South Africa announces new visa exemptions. President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced that Kenyans will now be able to enter South Africa visa-free for a period of 90 days. We wanted to understand a little bit more about this. Rob Hutchinson, presenter of Dear South Africa. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Very well, and yourself, Howard?
I am well, thank you. So can we just talk about these new visa exemptions? What does all this mean? And which are the countries being affected?
Well, it's apparently an ongoing project by the Department of Home Affairs. Minister Motsoaledi recently announced that there would be six more countries that would be visa-free in South Africa. And those included Ghana, Cape Verde, Saudi Arabia, Cuba, Qatar, and New Zealand. And what happened was that Kenya got a bit upset because they weren't included in the list. So recently they granted Kenya the ability to travel without a visa into South Africa. And because obviously South Africans could travel to Kenya without a visa. So it does have quite, I think it has quite far-reaching implications across the board.
Does this, what does this often reflect? I mean, what is the reason that countries would have visa requirements?
It's to control the influx of people into the country. And a visa will grant you typically around 90 days entry within the country, or limit you to certain areas of travel and so on. So just to keep a monitor on people, that they don't overstay their welcome, don't place a strain on the financial system or on infrastructure and so on, health systems and so on. That's pretty much it. It's people obviously have to pay for a visa, or they can travel on their passports, but they still have to apply.
Are we expecting to see more countries included in this?
Definitely, yeah. There is talk about China, India, and Nigeria. The minister did mention that in his budget speech as well. And if we look into that, that's more than likely as a try and boost the skills in South Africa by importing skills from those countries.
The line, Rob, the line is just, although it seems to have improved, we were just getting some very, very strange interference. In terms of, there was at one stage that South Africans were required, required visas to travel elsewhere because of the lack of integrity around our passports and home affairs. Is that still a problem for us?
I don't think it is. We have signed several treaties with other regions, the whole of Europe, America, and others. And yeah, the South African passport is recognised in many countries through these treaties. I think there was an issue with the Schengen visa, which is all SADC regions. But that's obviously people traveling into South Africa. South Africans can pretty much travel anywhere because of those agreements. However, some countries still do require a visa for entry.
Mm. South Africa's relationship with fellow African countries has always been a little bit odd. You know, we've got this whole Zimbabwe crisis that continues to unfold, increase in intensity, then gets alleviated for 6 months, and then 6 months later it's a problem again. Can we expect to see changes with regard to neighbouring states?
I think that's definitely on the cards. Again, the minister did mention the issues that are happening at Bait Bridge and other borders, and there's a huge influx of foreign nationals into South Africa, obviously seeking employment and healthcare and so on. That's at the moment we know that they definitely overstay their welcome. There are limits placed on their visas. They have to reapply, exit the country, and come back in at some stages. And I think it's a bit of a shambles there. They don't know what's going on. That's why they're talking about also introducing the e-visa system, which will hopefully improve the influx and make border crossing a lot easier through the proper channels. but there will still be issues around that. The biggest problem here is unmonitored individuals coming into the country, and hopefully the e-visa system will improve that.
Right, especially because when we have crimes committed by people who aren't documented, then there's absolutely no way of following that up, because we don't even know that they're in the country.
That is exactly the problem. So, but the problem there is if they do relax the visa requirements for those neighboring countries, and especially Zimbabwe, then it might actually make the problem a far lot worse. Because they simply won't be able to document exactly how many people are here, or how long they do stay for. If they just enter with their passports, it's nothing more than a passport check and so on.
Right, but can't they combine the two, that it's still on record, but not having, even if it doesn't have requirements, to you know, that it's easier to enter or exit the country.
I think that's the aim of the e-visa system, is to include it into the actual passports, and there'll be a database accessible by probably by an international body to monitor the travel of, or the movement of people around the African region, which in itself poses a lot of problems there. There's no doubt a huge amount of fake passports that are doing the rounds, and I'm not too sure if it will solve the problems of illegal border crossings either.
Yeah, that's something that we will have to keep a close eye on. Thank you, as always. That is Rob Hutchinson, presenter of Dear South Africa.